Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle's takeover saga has taken yet another twist, with a report suggesting that James Pallotta is now moving into position to buy the club. Newcastle have seen one potential takeover deal fall through, with their Saudi-based owners finally backing out after months of waiting for approval. The news caused a huge amount of disappointment around St James's Park, but Pallotta may just be about to give Newcastle supporters hope again. Many Newcastle fans are desperate for Mike Ashley's time at the club to end, as they feel their side should have shown greater ambition during his time in charge. Pallotta has experience in football after being at the helm of Roma, and he is now said to be closing in on selling the Italian side. Pallotta would bring in considerably more money for Roma than Newcastle would cost, so his finances are not said to be in question at all. The US businessman has stayed quiet when asked to comment on potentially arriving at Newcastle, but it is now thought that he could be edging closer to making a bid. The latest news may just bring some much-needed positivity to Newcastle, who will be hoping that any new takeover bid does not take as long to be approved as their last one. And finally, away from takeover news, and Steve Bruce is still eyeing up potential transfer targets ahead of the new season, and reports are suggesting that Newcastle are weighing up a double swoop on Bournemouth to sign Joshua King and David Brooks. Despite the Magpies said to be operating on a transfer budget of around £30 million, Bruce is keen to raid the Cherries for two of their star men following their relegation to the Championship. King has been heavily linked with a move away from the Vitality this week, with Everton, Brighton and Burnley all also said to be interested. Brooks has also been the subject of speculation after his return to fitness, with Tottenham, West Ham and Leeds among the sides linked with the Welshman. It is understood, though, the Cherries have received no bids for any of their players since the season finished, other than Nathan Aki, who was on the verge of completing a £41 million move to Manchester City. Newcastle, though, will be hoping they can tempt the Bournemouth duo with a return to Premier League action. That's all for now. We'll have more later.